Look here, I'm going to tell you right now, if you've been in a long-term relationship for any serious length of time, if you've been married for any length of time, mm-hmm. 1 day, 10 years, mm. had a day where you wanted to knock a bitch out. I'm that guy that don't give a goddamn.
We kind of know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
got behind the radio.
I don't want to knock mine out on a regular basis, at least once a week.
Bro, is it, excuse me?
Because we all have similar good Christian upbringing.
No comment.
Wait a minute, hold up. Now you got me into this. Hold up. Mr. GPS, what religion are you?
I'm a Christian.
No, that's not what I asked. What religion are you?
I'm a Christian.
I thought she was with Church St. Ives. And don't you have Reverend Zinfandel up in that up in office too?
Damn, take up the church.
Take a little, wait a minute.
Yeah, right up there next to Bishop Hennessy, yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, started off once again, teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, all.
And live via satellite from where?
Edison, New Jersey.
Now, where is that, sir?
Right off of exit 10, off the New Jersey Turnpike.
Oh, my. And that, of course, is Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
What's happening, folks? We're going to really get into it tonight.
Oh, man. It sounds like you're ready to put a foot in somebody. Is that true?
Oh, I'm excited.
You're excited? Oh, my God.
What way is it
going? Oh, geez. So, here's my question. Should I give you the floor?
No. Introduce the topic. We'll do it regular. We'll get down.
Well, we already know what this topic is. And let's go and start it off right. Mr. GPS is going to start off with the topic of none other than your friend and mine, newest member of Cell Block 6, Ray Rice. This is the Ray Rice Special Edition. Mr. GPS, please, take us to church.
Look here. I'm going to tell you right now. If you've been in a long-term relationship for any serious length of time, if you've been married for any length of time, mm-hmm. 1 day, 10 years, mm. had a day where you wanted to knock a bitch out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no man in the world who's been involved with a woman for any serious length of time who has not said these words. I just wish I could.
So please, let me, before you interject here, Mr. Cortez.
Yes.
Being a married man of 10 plus years.
Yes.
Have you ever had that itching feeling, that burning sensation? Oh, wait a minute, I forgot this. We're not talking about sex ed, I'm sorry. That burning sensation that, Chris Rock would say, I won't hit her, but I shake the shit out of her.
I never had that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what did he say?
He said he's never, ever had that feeling.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Cortez, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Are you calling Mr. Cortez a liar?
We may not be using. Here's the problem. This show is going to get played, so he's got to choose his words very carefully. But I say it because, you see, I'm that guy that don't give a goddamn.
We kind of know
that. Yeah, you got behind the radio.
I just want to knock mine out on a regular basis, at least once a week.
Well, is it, excuse me here?
You said you're trying to knock somebody out once a week?
I at least want to knock her out at least once a week. Now, here's the
damn
problem. Because we all have similar good Christian upbringing.
No comment. Wait a minute, hold up. Now you got me into this. Hold up. Christian upbringing, okay? Mr. GPS, what religion are you?
I'm a Christian.
No, that's not what I asked. What religion are you?
I'm a Christian.
I thought she was with Church St. Ives.
Ooh!
And don't you have Reverend Zinfandel up in the altars too?
Damn, take up the church.
Wait a minute, but wait a minute.
Yeah, right up there next to Bishop Hennessy. Yay!
Oh my God.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. For a soul. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put suckers in beer. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion. Overpowering, over the competition. I'm towering, wreck his shots. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that'll all get sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price. I'm the
would you like to, and for the audience, so they would like to know, would you like to tell everyone what is your religion? And don't say the same thing again.
Man, probably not going to get into specifics, but okay. I'm a Christian. Okay?
Okay.
And having that upbringing is going to do one of two things. You're either going to learn to suppress that urge to it, or maybe there's some outside source, psychiatric counseling,
or some other, or senate or senators, aka Mike Tyson.
What's that?
Or you can go the senatives route, the medicational route, aka Mike Tyson.
Yes, but this, let's get real. Everybody's woman has pushed them to that point where they're just like, look, you need to get the fuck away from me right now. Okay?
I never had that. I'm being serious. I never had that experience.
Wait a minute. Excuse me? Are you telling the world, live and pre-recorded and post-recorded, because we do everything. We're past, present, and future. Are you trying to say that you have not once had some kind of an itching feeling, a desire to get mad, even get angry, even to raise your eyebrow like The Rock?
No, he's so... No. Mr. GPS is talking about telling her to get out of his face.
You've never done that.
No, I never got to that. I'm being honest with you guys. I never got to the point where I'm saying, oh, no, you need to get the hell out my house and out my face. It never got to that point.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you don't know what you're missing. I'm telling you. Tell him, GPS.
I'm going to tell you.
Tell me, GPS.
I haven't been married half as long as he has, and I'm trying to tell you. I've been kicking and screaming to get away from this broad. I've been kicking and screaming for her to get away from me. Shit has been thrown. See? Okay? Wow. So I know exactly where Mr. Rice is in all of this.
Wow.
So I do not totally blame him for his actions. Because, ladies, listen up. When a man tells you to back the fuck down, that means back the fuck down. Go the fuck away. Go do something else. Go get in that car he just bought you. Go drive till the gas tank runs out and have somebody bring you back.
Wow.
Do not stand there and continue to antagonize a man to no end, because not every man can contain his emotions like that.
That is true. But now let me look at the other side of the coin, sir. Seeing that, if you looked at the video, and we've all seen the video, after the hit, now it can be debated if it was opened or closed fist, after that, you just look at his demeanor. He just looked at her on front of the floor. Just looking down at her. No reaction, no emotion. And what that tells me, in my personal opinion, it's not the first time it's happened. Mr. Cortez.
No, I agree with you, man. I think it's been a lot going on. It just came to video. It just recently came to video. But it's not like it's been a very abusive relationship from day one. She just put up with it because the money, man. It's a check coming in. You know, you want to mess up your check.
Yeah, just like Prime Time used to say, must be the money, must be the money. So, I don't know, man, but I mean, man, please continue, GPS. He must have had another call. He had another call, I heard.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, he did have a call. Could it have been the other half? Hi, honey, how's everything going? Oh, me just talking all that stuff. Oh, that's just a bunch of gibberish. I wouldn't do that to you. I love you. Then who?
See, you did the PG version, man. You got those some cusses up in there, man.
I'm not done yet, though. Comes back off the phone, that fucking bitch. See, there's two sides to every coin. Remember that. Basically.
Fuck him. Fuck him. I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral plane. Find out my mental, based on instrumental. Record, hey, so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but niggas is decaf. I stick them for the cream. Check it, just how deep can shit get? Deep as the abyss, and rubbish is mad fish. Accept it, in your cross color, close your crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss? Niggas get tossed to the side, and I'm the dark side of the force. Of course, it's the method. Man from the Wu-Tang Clan, I be hectic and coming for the headpiece. Protect it, fuck it, 2 tears in a bucket. Niggas want the ruckus, bussin' at me, bro. Now bust it. Styles like it's buck wow. Method man on some shit, pulling niggas fouls. I'm sick, insane, crazy, driving Miss Daisy out of fucking mind. Now I got mine, I'm swayed.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, loaded up and kill one. 24 feel, son, if it's really real. When I was a little stereo, I listened to some champion, champion. I always wonder when I would be the number one.
Yeah.
Now you listen to the doggone,
doggone,
when the doggone sun rain. And in the doggone come just me.
Just me.
Me, I'm gonna lick out them brains.
For the sound bar.
Brothers wanna hang with the meth, bring the rope. The only way you hang is by the neck, nigga, vote off set. Come into your projects, take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a promise, coming from a vet. On some old Vietnam shit, nigga, you can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I bomb shit. And it's gonna get even worse for the guard. It's the who coming through, taking niggas for they garments. Moving on your last outform, it's the meth. Can the representing call my name in your chest? You can come test, realize you're no contest. Son, I'm the gun that when that old wild west. Quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9-3-11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it cause I think not when this hip hop's like proper. Rhyme be the proof while I'm drinking 90 proof. I'm locker, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me, bro. I've learned that when you drink, have to lose straight, it burns. I'm nothing in my chest, here's a perm. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hoe. All I need is chemical bank to pay them up.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, loaded up and kill one. Want it raw deal, son, if it's really real.
Everybody and their brother, sister, grandmother, and father, they were all running amok today. So we'll, obviously, if you don't know you were under a rock, then we're just going to have to give you the reason why. So, soundboard, please help us out. Thank God I have a Samsung and I don't have any of that other kind of BS that comes out. But for those of you that like to wait in those lines for an aristocratic devil that sells a certain type of a phone, then guess what? The iPhone 6 did come out. And we already have our first victim from Australia who dropped the shit.
Man.
Yes.
Wow, yo.
It says here, and we're going to the G2 right now, and the G2 said here that one of the first people in the world to own an iPhone 6, his name is Jack Cooksey. Perfect name for what he did. He was being interviewed by Australia's Channel 9 News outside of the Apple Store in Perth, Australia. Where's that, Mr. GPS?
Oh.
I just
far away.
That's all I'm waiting for. When he was in the store in Perth, he came out of the Apple Store, and then he dropped the phone live on camera. So he tells the crowd, "It's all good. It's all good." So there is a video of this out there, And you can go to our peoples at The Guardian who brought this out here. Now, I'm going to look at the video here. And the kid's pulling it out of the box. You know how you open the split box. Butterfingers. Oh, damn! Oh, my God! Wow, holy crap, I gotta see that in replay, and I might actually have to turn this volume up on the G2 so you could just listen to the crowd, how they react, minus this reporter just like bothering the whole story. So G2, let's do it.
To buy the new iPhone 6 in Perth.
Jack.
Whoa. You hear that?
That deserves my cuss, man.
The crowd was going nuts. They were just going like totally gaga. When you open it up, let's do it again. Open it up.
iPhone 6 in Perth.
And then, and yes, he did say shit live on the air. Mr. Cortez, please jump on this.
Oh man, you know, hey. Should have bought the damn case.
Should have put it on the case before you went out.
Should have, man. The problem with this technology, you think all these cell companies, man, they come out with these fancy phones, you think they will be able to find some type of shatterproof glass?
Well, supposedly this does have a Gorilla Glass like the Samsung does. And they...
It must not.
I don't know, but see, here's the thing. There's been testing going around of these. They're called drop tests, and they all show mixed results. Ooh, I'm looking at a photo of these mixed results. Eesh.
Mr. Tell-
A husband waited 2 days in line for an iPhone 6 in Bristol, England. The reason why? Quote, unquote. The reason why is because I want to say sorry to my wife and daughter. A desperate husband lined up for nearly 2 days to buy an iPhone 6 in hopes of winning back his estranged wife. The heartbroken fool, outside of Bristol, England, he was there for 2 days before the phones went on sale, and he wanted just to make sure he got one. He told reporters he was getting the phone for his wife because she recently left him after 20 years of marriage. The quote, unquote, after 20 years of marriage, she split with me a month ago because I wasn't the best husband and father. And this is the quote from the Daily Mirror. Our people's at the Daily Mirror in London. Big ups to London. So I did so many things wrong. So I wanted to say a sorry to my wife and daughter. He told the Bristol Post that he had bought his wife the iPhone 5 several years ago and hoped that the upgrade would help her forgive him. My commentary.
Last year.
He went last year and bought the iPhone 5 for her, but he's in line this year for the iPhone 6 and hopefully win her back. And all I gotta say is two words, ladies and gentlemen, dumb fuck.
Yeah, because she don't love you, man. She wants... Yeah, that's some weird love, man. That's when you say to yourself, I think it's time to...
the
relationship.
There it go.
Mm.
It's like another love TKO.
What about that, man? That's fucked up.
God, Mr. GPS, come on. You got to chime in. Will you buy an iPhone 6 for love to bring back your woman? You're actually thinking about it? God! What?
On the account, okay. Occasionally, we as guys are going to do things that are just like...
Stupid?
Yo, what the fuck would you think about?
This is what I'm waiting for.
And that's what's going to cost. And yes, sometimes it should, based on what you do. However,
there we go.
I'm trying to tell you, I have not done anything to my wife in the area, nor the 20 years that I've known her.
Right.
More than a $600, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm giving you that, it's because I like
you. Ah, okay. Mr.
I don't want to say I'm the perfect husband, but, you know.
Right. But what would have been a lot more intelligent than an iPhone 6 to win her back?
No, she don't want you back. She don't want you back.
I'm trying to find out why. What's going on? I mean,
Go ahead.
That was in the last five. I wasn't the best husband. You know,
mm-hmm.
Why not then? I mean, damn, even your job gives you, you know, two or three written warnings, two or three verbal, four or five, whatever it is, before then.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just, really? And 2 days out, 2 days on the street, an iPhone? For real? What happens next year? 3 days? And a seven?
Mm-mm-mm. You know what? I would have said, look, just get her a makeover. Maybe that might work. Mr. Cortez, what about you?
Nah, I just feel as though, honestly, man, you can go out there and buy whatever you want to buy for this woman. She don't want you back. She don't want you back. You know, that's what it comes down to.
Looks like another love
ticket. Yeah, I tell you, man, these cats out here, man, if the chick don't want you, it's time to move on. If you stay there, you know, do you think buying an iPhone is going to bring her back to you? You got one thing coming to you, man. You're going to be a broke-ass, $600 broke-ass person, man.
Yeah, no, but you had that right, Mr. Cortez. You got one thing that is coming to you, and that's the bill. Monthly payments, you dunce.
Looking back. prime of my years, I guess I shed it some tears. Told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice, start all over again. Think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Oh, think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl? Oh yeah. Try to take control of the love, love took control of me. Cause I lose all thoughts, sense of time, and have a change of mind. Taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time loser. Trying to hold on, the thing is gone, it's just another sad song. I think I better let it go. What you say about it? Looks like another love TKO. Oh, guess I think I better let it go.
Let it go, baby.
Oh, baby.
Looks like another love TKO.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 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 oh. Change of mind, taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time loser. See, I try to hold on, my faith is gone. It's just another sad song, but I think I better
let it go.
Let it go, cause it
feels like I'm
on that note, we got to go into the flashback number two, and this is surrounding our whole Ray Rice, two-part series here. And gentlemen, we have another classic to show you, and Mr. GPS will know this right off the bat because we were talking about it this afternoon. So let me just have it queued up from the G top.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would?
Do you love me?
In an elevator?
But you know,
I'm a man. Man, I just knocked you out. Spirit taught me one thing. It said, hold on to that left. Hit him with the right. Mr. GPS, who is this?
Sometimes I just can't help thinking living without you, baby.
Mr. GPS, are you there? He is relative, was a member.
El DeBarge, man.
It's not El DeBarge. But his relative was a member of this group.
Starts with a C, man.
What's that?
Starts with a C.
It starts with a C.
Now, I'm telling that to Mr. GPS. Starts with a C.
Do you know the name of the group, sir?
No.
Think of the theme of this whole two-part series we were talking about. With Ray Rice. The marijuana going on. With Adrian Peterson, especially. We stumped him.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got me.
Wow. Well, let's let the title roll here. Let's do it.
I call your name, girl.
Switch.
I call your name. Is it the S or C?
Put the S, my friend.
I don't know why I said C, man.
I don't know why you said C. I'm saying it's S, like the branch. Switch.
I said C. What the hell is that?
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And experience taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love.
we must prepare to depart. And the way we always do that, we always sign off the way we should do, and that is with the final thoughts of Mr. Cortez. So, soundboard, if we can get your assistance with this, we would be totally appreciative. So, final thoughts, Mr. Cortez.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
And to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Yeah, my final thoughts this evening is, man, I tell you right now, we're gonna go back to Mr. Rice's situation.
Oh, really?
If you cannot get along with your significant other and y'all got beat the hell out of each other, maybe it's time to part ways. Maybe it's time, you know, let her keep the kids and the dog. You just leave out with a suitcase and call it a day, man. Because, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. Keep your damn hands to yourself.
Yeah, that's...
Keep your hands to yourself.
I agree with that. I actually wholeheartedly agree with that.
Because, I mean, it's just, we look in the news, man. It's like, and I think it's the reality TV buzz also, man. It's just, I see so many fights breaking out. It's like common norm now that you see a couple fighting out, man.
Yeah, that's very true. I'll give you that. Kudos on that one, sir. Mr. GPS, your thoughts?
Adrian, stand tall, boss.
Uh-oh.
And parents all over the world. Not spare the rod and spoil the child.
Use the whole child. You know, use the whole tree and nothing but the tree.
Jesus
God.
You go ahead and fire my ass making statements like that. Shit.
The whole tree. Just nothing. Going from the top of the tree, hit every branch down. Okay. All right. That's your final word, GPS. Go ahead, Cortez. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got a good point, man, because that right there I thought was a little extreme, man. I said, you going to go after that cat because he disciplined his child. Now, I admit, maybe the kid was a little bit too young, man. I think four, you shouldn't be whooping on him at four like that, man, but he stay on, you know. But for him to get up there, man, and he tried to justify it, man, all he had to do is come out, and he came out and said, this is how my parents raised me.
Yep.
That's how most of our parents raised us to begin with, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but now one side question. When people say that, when people have said that this is how we were raised, are they using that to tell fact, or has it become so played out that now it's become a crutch?
I think they're being serious, man. Okay. If you from that time when your parents didn't take any shit from you, man, you got your ass whooped.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, but I think now the problem is, man, everybody's protected except the parents, man. Like, your kid can come and beat your ass, man, and they won't do nothing. The law won't do nothing to him, but if you beat his ass, the law will do something to you about it, man.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you, oh, you can't hit your child, but when your child, you know, that's why you got these soft-ass parents, man, letting the kids run the house, man. The kid tells them, like, oh, I'm going to come in anytime I want. You better not say nothing about it. Parents are like, okay, whatever you say, honey. I can't live like that, man. I'm sorry.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I'll give you that. That is true. So you co-sign on that, right, GPS?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to leave it with my last thought. One thing that rings true in all this controversy with the beatings in the elevator, with the whoopings, with the switch, with the weed smoking, with all this other thing, all of these things could have been prevented. What? But with what, you would say? Parental guidance? Maybe. A swift, taking up your nail and grinding it into the skin, maybe? It's possible. It hurts, but it's possible. But I'll go even one step further. You could have taken care of all this a long time ago. With what? With our phrase that pays. Skeet, skeet, skeet in the back seat. You don't know how much money you would save. You don't know how much stress you would take away from yourself. That's what I think. And guess what? This country gives me the right to think that way. It's part of what I think. It's not all of what I think, but it still raises a good point. could have taken care of a lot of shit a long time ago if you were thinking with the other head. I digress. So, on that note, we definitely thank you for joining us for this Ray Rice scandal special. And for those of you that have any comments, criticisms, anything you want to hear, any new artists that you want to give to us so we can unleash onto the world, just reach us at our handles at G5 Radio, all one word on Twitter, G-5 Radio on Skype, and of course the G line, which is always on, 267-776-GPHI. So I definitely want to thank my cohorts here for helping us out. And just remember, people, those who can will, those who can't won't, and si se puede. Peace. Yeah.